Hello, everyone. It's Scott Tipps again. It's Wednesday. It's October 17th. And I hope you are all well. And I hope you had a great week. I had a great week. I was in Scotland over the weekend to give a speech at an event, Awakened State, which was an absolute smashing success. I'll tell you more about it later. But the gist of it is they will do it again sometime next year. And you definitely have to attend next year when Awakened State is done again in Edinburgh. All right. Well, I'll get right to it because our guest can only be with us about 30 minutes. And he's a very special guest and a very different guest than I normally have. It's Dan Hagen, H-A-G-E-N. Dan is first and foremost a musician and probably plays everything under the sun. He's also a composer, an idea man, but almost above and beyond all of that, he is a freedom fighter. And Dan, are you there?
I am. Thank you.
Good. And where are you now? Are you in Tennessee?
Yes, Nashville, Tennessee, correct.
Okay. Well, thanks for being on our program today. And I understand you will be having a special event coming up that's sort of combining music and freedom, health freedom as well. Is that right?
Correct. Music City Liberty Fest, November 3rd in Nashville, Tennessee.
And what led you to have this? I mean, this is kind of a strange thing. I don't think, quite honestly, that I've ever been to a music freedom festival, unless you count, you know, something like Woodstock or something like that, which I didn't go to, by the way, but, you know, where freedom is kind of just a side thing. But you've actually designed this this event to have freedom as a very integral part of what you're doing. How did you come up with this idea?
You know, I have to say I was definitely inspired by, you know, one particular event, Paul Fest in Tampa, Florida. That was, you know, definitely something that, you know, gave me some ideas of how you can combine music with speakers that are educating and use it as a way to, I think, one, you know, when people talk about the concept of liberty, I think everybody has a little bit different evaluation of what that means to them. And, you know, I think but it always starts as an individual. So we have all kinds of music, different speakers, different subjects. But ultimately, the inspiration was after coming to, you know, being in Tampa to support Dr. Ron Paul and seeing how things kind of went, and having a heart for wanting to make a change for the better of you know, the U.S., which also means the world because we're all related. And I just kind of realized that, you know, it's a lot harder to make some real change from the top down, even when trying to, you know, choose a new leader as a president. And I think that we have more power for change when we learn the real message that Dr. Paul was trying to tell us, and that's we the people. And so I figured if I could do something local in my community in Nashville, you know, that would be something, you know, one concrete thing that we're doing is we're going to, that we'll be able to see, able to make a change, direct change right away. We're having a winter homeless clothing drive, so people will bring their warm jackets and sweaters that we can give to a local rescue mission for the homeless ahead of the cold winter.
Oh, that's very nice. I didn't even know that. Now, I know you're going to have some interesting guy talk there. I think his name is Scott Tipps. Is that right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. absolutely. And so, you know, there's a lot of things, but that's one concrete thing that is easy for us to do. We figured, hey, you know, as a matter of fact, the pioneer of that particular aspect was Adam House, who's a disabled vet, who's part of Combat Vets for Ron Paul. And in Tampa, he helped organize and facilitate gathering clothes, donations, and food for the displaced homeless vets in Tampa because of the RNC event. And so he kind of proposed that idea here, and we said, that's a no-brainer. Let's do that.
Hmm. Well, I've met Adam Kokesh, and he's quite a guy. I remember meeting him, I think it was in Las Vegas, and I met him when he was running for U.S. Congress in 2010, and he had put on quite a campaign. I think he was running in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and had hoped to win there, but it's that's a tough, heavily Democratic district, so he didn't come close, but at least he did try, and that's a point in his favor. And now he has a radio program of his own, I know that he does in the States, and that keeps him pretty busy. So I hope to catch up with him when I'm there, as well as some of the other people who are going to be there. So what time? It's this, not this Saturday, but Saturday, November 3rd. And what hours is it going to be?
It is going to be 4 p.m. till 12 a.m. And the doors will open at 3:30 p.m. And I misspoke. If I said Adam Kokesh, I was actually meaning Adam Hauch. However, Adam Kokesh did have you know, a lot to do with that Tampa homeless effort, and he will be a speaker here as well. So Adam Hauch and Adam Kokesh had to do with that, and we'll both be speakers at this event. And but yeah, the event will be going all day, nonstop entertainment. We're going to have vendors. One of the things that I wanted to do that I'm passionate about, and I think a lot of people in this movement are educated, is health freedom, alternative health. And that's why we have people like Scott Tipps coming out. And, you know, I'm passionate about alkaline water. We're going to have alkaline water, and we're going to have an organic farmer talking to people about how they can plant a garden, how they can find non-GMO seeds. So that's one particular aspect that, you know, some of the other Liberty events I've gone to where I didn't see that presence, and I thought, well, hey, this is – something I'm passionate about. I know other people are, so I want to have some speakers to, you know, speak about health freedom, as well as have vendor booths where they may be able to sample things, get some literature, learn some things, and get some cards of some of these people, so they might, you know, be able to stay in contact with them and get some more education in actual food and water and things that will be good for their health.
You know, thank you for saying that. And actually, you did say Adam Hauch. I just misheard you and thought you said Kokesh. So you were right, and I was wrong. But you know, one of the things I didn't do and I should have done is I remember when you and I last spoke, you had quite a story about how you became interested in health and nutrition. Is there something there you'd like to share with us about that?
Sure. Well, you know, my mother, my heart for activism, I would say definitely comes from my mother. She was always an herbalist when I was growing up, into all kinds of, you know, we would shop at a co-op. When I lived in Michigan, she would, you know, collect spring water and you know, just when I was a kid, we had to eat green spaghetti and pasta and you know, at the time I thought, boy, this is, you know, I don't really like this. We couldn't have sugar cereal and that kind of thing. My, you know, my dad would sneak out and get us ice cream, that kind of thing. But you know what? I'm glad that she raised us that way. She didn't let us take, we didn't take pills, anything. We didn't, you know, it was a stretch if we ever had aspirin. And so she instilled a lot of this early on from an early age. And, you know, of course I fought some of these things when I was younger, but now as I'm older, I'm glad that she, you know, that this was something that was just normal in my house. And then she got involved into herbs and essential oils, and then eventually her and my brother got into alkaline water, and now we've got the whole family on alkaline water, and it's really revolutionized our health. But the other thing I could say that ties into all this is when I was studying music at one of the most intense jazz programs in the country at the University of North Texas, you know, I was in a lot of stress. I was playing gigs to get myself through school, booking bands, and practicing, you know, sometimes 6 to 8 hours a day to keep up with the program. And I dealt with a lot of carpal tunnel in my wrist, and it had gotten so bad that it was really scaring me about, you know, the implications of playing and, you know, that this was my career. And so I went to a couple of Western doctors, and pretty much what they wanted to do was, you know, either give me some pain medication and or operate on my wrist. Well, I thought, I'm going to seek some alternative advice. That's when I went to acupuncturists, massage therapists, and some other things, and even chiropractors, and they all told me the same thing. The problem is not your wrist. That's only a symptom of the real problem, and that's your neck that is pretty much bowed the wrong way, and you know, that was from car accidents when I was younger, but also from years of having my head down playing the guitar. And so it was really stress in my shoulder, my neck, but manifesting in my wrist. And I realized right then and there that these people were able to tell me about things like meridian lines, and that, you know, sometimes when you have pain, that's not the source of the problem. And I realized the flaw in much of Western medicine's philosophy. Not only did they usually not talk about preventative medicine, but they treat symptoms rather than the source. So probably then when I was in college, you know, many years ago, I kind of saw a future for health and it being a combination of Western and Eastern medicine.
Hmm. Well, it sounds like you've gone in many different directions, which all seem to be coming back full circle to this event, to the music festival Freedom event that you're putting on, and it stands you in good stead. But I have to tell you, I'm very appreciative that you've not just limited it to music, and that you're having, you know, a lot of good and interesting speakers there that will talk about other things. And I know for one, I'm looking forward to meeting you in person and to meeting some of the other people who are going to be there, whom you have indicated would be at that event. Now, is there a way, I mean, do you have to physically be there, or will there be a live streaming of it?
We will have at least, I know that we will have two major live streaming sources. You know, one of them was one of the live streaming teams that did cover Paul Fest in Tampa. And there's a ACN TV that is coming from Texas, and they've done a lot of events. So they're going to be live streaming it. And then there's also a radio station that is going to be broadcasting it live. And we, you know, we have, we're going to have, you know, some mainstream media coverage there. We got MSNBC locally to come cover the event, as well as many, many, many alternative news sources, which I think a lot of the people that tend to be more geared towards this liberty movement tend to get their news from some other sources rather than the typical mainstream sources. And so a lot of the event, even the people that won't be able to be there or won't be available to see the live stream, you know, we will be capturing it, filming it, and making, you know, documentaries and YouTube videos and all that kind of stuff after the fact. So people will be able to enjoy the event. And probably a good way to kind of, you know, keep in touch with us and figure out where those live stream sources will be coming from is musiccityliberty.com. And people can also get tickets there. But then also you can go to our Facebook page where we're also doing updates, and we'll keep people updated where those live stream links will come from is Music City or Facebook.com/Music City Liberty Fest.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, we posted on our chat line a link to the Facebook page, and then I just put up your right. Now, is it Music City with two C's together on the website?
Yes, just how it would be spelled separately, squeezed together, exactly.
Okay, so all right, that's good. Correct. Because there could be people, we have a lot of listeners in the British Isles or in Europe in general or even Australia who could follow it. And quite honestly, it could be a model for something they do. And and it's got to be worth seeing just from the list of people that you have that will be there. And I find it intriguing that you have the hours that you do. These are definitely musician hours. You aren't starting in the morning and ending at 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. You're going right through to midnight. So you'll be finishing as people in Europe are having breakfast. So in any event, it sounds like it'll be a worthy event for people to follow. And you know what, though? On this, Dan, one thing that I want to mention is, and you kind of gave me a little bit of a clue towards it, but it was when I was at the Awaken State event on Saturday, October 13th, that it was actually Tom Sheridan who mentioned to the crowd, the audience there, he said, why don't we have any comedians in the freedom movement? Whatever happened to comedians? You know, George Carlin died, Bill Hicks died, some of these other people are gone, but we need a real comedian to make fun of the power seekers and the elite and the others. Where are they? So, you know, if you come across any there, that might be a good addition to either your show, your event, or to just to the freedom movement or health freedom movement in general. I don't know if you know anyone. I know I'm kind of hitting you on.
There is somebody locally that approached us, a comedian, and I think there was a Mitt Romney impersonator that approached us too. And I hate the fact that I've had to turn down so many wonderful talents just because we only have the venue rented out for 12 hours at the rate that we have. And you know, that includes setup time. So we had to put a cap, and we just kind of booked the first people that we confirmed. And even some of these national artists and speakers reached out to us first. And so I've had to tell people like that, hey, please send me your info so we can continue for the next event. But you're absolutely right. And, you know, there's so many people I wish I could include. But you're right about comedy. And I have to say, I have learned myself, because I'm sarcastic by nature, you know, just how I grew up in my house with my father. And so I respond to that. And I would say George Carlin has maybe even woken many more people across partisan lines than even somebody like Ron Paul over the years, because yes, he was always speaking the truth about the system, but did it with comedy. And I've seen a great quote recently that confirms all this, and it's very true. And I've seen it listed from a couple different sources, so I don't know who originally quoted this, but it's this. When you are speaking the truth to the people, you better have a good sense of humor or they may kill you. And it's true.
I like that. I like that. And and there's a lot of truth to it. You know, some of these sayings have some nice basic folk truth to them and have always held true. Yeah. Well, I think it'll be a great event. I think people will be really awakened to it. And I have to tell you, I'm really looking forward to being there. And it's going to be It's going to be over, unfortunately, all too soon. So I hope you'll put on another program, and I hope you'll get another, another event lined up that you guys can do to take it forward. And you might even consider doing it in Europe at some point with some of the musicians in Europe and artists there.
One thing, our goal is we want to do more events. And so, we're investing in this knowing that, taking a leap of faith that, hey, if we play our cards right, we're meeting all the leaders of this movement, that I think we'll get more sponsors next time we do this. In a way, we have to pull off an effective event and show people what we're capable of doing. But Barbie Dunn and myself, who have been the main organizers of this event, are already talking about doing something in 6 months in Atlanta. And she actually lives in Georgia. And one significant thing that I'm really excited about for this event is there's a very solid liberty movement in Nashville and Tennessee in general. There's a very strong liberty movement in Georgia, and the majority of them are coming up to our event. And so we're thinking about bringing another event in 6 months, to Atlanta, Georgia. But the Europe thing, I'll tell you this. I've been working on, because I'm having a CD released this night for my own instrumental music, which is a jazz funk groove project with some Latin music in there. And, I've been producing many artists and working with many artists for over the years, and I'm finally doing my own thing. But my niche market, I really believe even greater than the States, is Europe. So that's one of my intentions that I've had as I've been making this project, that I know that will be a good market. So maybe that's a good idea. Maybe we can find a way to get one of these festivals put together, in Europe. That lines up all these things, like you really nailed on the head. All the things that I'm passionate about, I'm able to put into this festival. And I'm also launching my artist career. And I think you have to think outside of the box nowadays to do things. And I think, it's an entrepreneur's playground. And so maybe that's a good way how I can, get myself as an artist out to Europe. And we can also maybe, put together a festival and work, different cities out there with their local talent, their local businesses, their local organic farmers, and some of their local musicians, artists. So that's a good idea.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you, Dan, for saying that. And, of course, it should go without saying, I'd be happy to help. The National Health Federation would be happy to help with anything like that in Europe. So I could definitely, to the extent you needed people to be put in touch with, I could help you there. And to the listeners out there, I really didn't do Dan much justice in my introduction to him, but he's actually released a CD as an artist entitled The Journey. He did that last year, sort of a combination of funk, soul, groove, jazz fusion, and Latin music. Boy, there's a combination right there. And he's done a lot of music, both playing, producing, writing for various television programs and the like. And he's played and worked with a lot of very famous singers and other musicians like Norah Jones, Kelly Sweet, the Jordanaires, some others. There's just a whole laundry list of names here that I'm looking at. And I don't recognize them all because, quite honestly, my musical talent is putting a CD in or flipping on the iTunes. So I'm always in awe of people who can actually pick up an instrument and make music come from it. So, Dan, I really appreciate your being on. And let me see if anyone has any questions and see and see what, if anything, are you going to have anything up on YouTube or anything with the program that's up that will help people? They'll give a hint of it if even segments of the program, will you put those up on YouTube?
Absolutely. We will. We have so many people that do film documentaries that will be here that there will be so much stuff on YouTube and Facebook and all that kind of stuff that there will be tons of it, and probably different people, you know, as an organization, our inside team will be putting together some of our own, but all these other artists will probably be doing some of their own stuff, you know, everything from just fans that typically will be pulling out their iPhones and capturing it. They'll be putting out their independent YouTube links, as well as some of our professional, you know, people that do documentaries. They're going to be documenting it. So there'll be a wealth of information on YouTube. And I imagine when it's all said and done, and, you know, it might take a couple of weeks for some of the more involved, filming of the event to get out there on YouTube. But I would say one good way to keep up is at Music City, the Facebook page and the website. And we, you know, we already have some of these artists, several of the artists like Tatiana Moroz, a very established artist in the Liberty Movement and known in the Ron Paul community. You know, she did a promo video introducing this event. Many other artists are. So, you know, between the Facebook page and the website, you know, we are really going to keep people's eyes, you know, their attention kept with all different kinds of videos on the lead up, you know, in the lead up to this event as well. So, you know, it's amazing just having met even a lot of the leaders of this movement at Paul Fest and since, them calling me and reaching out to me. And, so all these people are brilliant people, and they're all out there on their individual Facebook pages and websites talking about this event. And so let's just say that we've garnered a pretty good presence on Google search engine already. You know, if you just even do a Google search, you'll find page after page of different, you know, info and videos and links.
And would that also include, could people just put your name into YouTube and get some of your music that you played?
Oh, yes. You can look under Dan Hagen, H-A-G-E-N, Productions, and just search Dan Hagen and YouTube, and you'll find tons of videos of me performing my instrumental music too, as well with working with many other singers over the years. You can go to my Reverb Nation page and hear my music, reverbnation.com/Dan Hagen, H-A-G-E-N. You can search iTunes. You can find my music and you can find lots of things that I've done for other people. And you can also go to my danhagenproductions.com. And, you know, see music that I've done for CMT reality shows and different things and other things I've done. And that website's a little bit outdated. But, you know, if you get on Google or YouTube and search my name, Dan Hagen or Dan Hagen Productions, you'll find a wealth of videos and info out there as well.
Well, thank you, Dan. I really appreciate your taking the time. And I know we've actually cut into your time a bit longer than we thought. So it is very much appreciated. And I would just say people stay tuned, and I will be reporting back to you after the event. I will have a program that following Wednesday on November. And anyway, Dan, I'll let you go. Thank you so much. And listeners, stay on. Dan's getting off earlier than my program hour ends, so I will still be on to talk to you about a few things. And I don't see any other questions. Some people have posted some of the web pages for Dan on our chat line. So again, Dan, thanks so much, and I look forward to seeing you on November 3rd.
Look forward to it, Scott. And a lot of people are excited, you know, to hear from you. And a lot of people are really excited that we're going to be including the alternative health, and we're going to have vendor areas where, you know, a designated alternative health area. And so people are looking forward to hearing you. And thank you so much. I look forward to meeting you and hanging out with you and getting all these brilliant minds together to come up with, even in the green room, just talking about solutions for the future for, you know, for the U.S. and the world. So good stuff, good times. Look forward to it. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Dan. You take care, and I appreciate it. And I will see you then. All right. Goodbye.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye. Well, that's a really great guy, Dan Hagen. And stay tuned, because there will be a lot more coming from it, another event. So I'm glad you were able to hear that. And I appreciate your hanging in for it. I know a lot of you won't be able to attend because it's unlikely you would get that distance to to Nashville. I have to be honest with you. I've only been through the airport of Nashville. I've never even seen the city itself, so it'll be a little bit more of an experience for me. I know Dublin and London and Edinburgh better than I know Nashville. Well, speaking of Edinburgh, the event last Saturday on October 13th went off with nary a hitch, and it was very excellently run by the Awakened State team there. And they had a good number of speakers, all of whom I found interesting. It started off with John Witterick talking about the illusion of debt. And I strongly encourage all of you to go and visit John Witterick's website, which is getoutofdebtfree.org. Let me put it up on the chat line. And he had a lot of information, and he was a very good speaker. Then he spoke first, then I spoke next. People were kind enough to put up with me. Then there was Nick Kyle, who is president, of the Scottish Society for Psychical Research. And I actually missed him because his speech, because I was out. Some people had pigeonholed me, and I was talking to them and didn't make it in time. But the person I did get to hear was the next speaker, who was Anthony Peake, who spoke about the nature of reality and the out-of-body experience. And he's Anthony's always a fascinating speaker. And in fact, we agreed after he had spoken that he'll appear on my program sometime after mid-November, and you'll get to hear him as a guest on this, whatever you want to call it, Scott Tips Hour. And as a matter of fact, that brings up another question. If any of you have a suggestion for what to name this hour, some of you people who are cleverer than I, then please let me know through TNS Radio, because I should give it a name, I suppose. Sounds a little egotistical to call it the Scott Tips Hour. So just think of a clever name. But in any event, Anthony Peake will appear on my program, and I will appear on his. Then, excuse me, then we had Tony Gosling speak at the Awakened State event. He's a freelance journalist from Bristol, out of Bristol, and he took the train up and spoke on The Secret Elite, Exposing the Hidden Headlines. And that was fairly interesting. To be honest, I didn't agree 100% with Tony on all that he had to say, but I have to say he's a good speaker and makes some very persuasive points. And I had the pleasure of the next day spending a lot of time with him, and we got to talk, and we had a lot of commonality in viewpoints. Then after Tony was a very interesting speaker, Thomas Sheridan, whom I already mentioned to you earlier when Dan was on the line, and that was about his mention, and he deserves the credit, not I, for the idea that we need to get some freedom-oriented comedians in there, some more of them, to make fun of the ensconced elite. Anyway, Tom Sheridan spoke about demons, very archaic title to his speech, but Demons in the Digital Age, Archetypes of Pathology, Social Engineering and Mind Control, which is basically just about psychopaths that are controlling society. And Tom Sheridan has written a couple of books. One is, I think his first one is called Puzzling People. And the other is the more recent one, which is called Defeated Demons. And it's all about how to get control of your life back from the psychopaths that sometimes, not always, but sometimes haunt our lives, that who stalk us and all of that. So I don't, let me see if I have a website for Tom Sheridan. I think I do. It is, I know I saw it. So let me see, because I have his book here. I think it's thomassheridan.com. Well, in any event, you can Google him and you can get, that's funny, it's not on his book, and I would have thought he would have put it there. But in any event, try also publicawarenessmedia.info/performance/TV for a Portrait of a Psychopath TV show, which he highly recommends. And in any event, he was very fascinating. So it was a very good event, and many thanks to Ian Lee, Laura, the Kevin, Malcolm, and so many others who put that on and were great hosts and hostesses and really took fabulous care of all of us, all of the speakers. It was really a phenomenal event. And I'm just sorry for those of you who couldn't attend. Of course, when you're starting an event for the first time, as they did here, they were very concerned, of course, that not enough people would show up. Well, plenty of people showed up. Plenty. Went throughout the day hearing all the different speakers, and it really, like I said, it went off with hardly a hitch at all. And I just want you to know, as Ian Lee has informed me, Awaken State is already planning an event for November with Dr. Judy Woods and Andrew Johnson, so you might want to stay tuned. And again, the website there is awakenedstate.com. That's one word, .co.uk. Just go there and you can stay on top of things. But in any event, I really enjoyed it. Well, okay. There is something else that I want to talk to you about. And let's see, something that came across my radar scan thanks to thanks to Kat Carroll, who alerted NHF to this. And that is these hidden government scanners that will instantly know everything about you from 164 feet away. And this, in case you haven't been following the news, this is the latest. This is the latest thing, and it is actually very scary. So those of you, I'm going to put the link on the chat line right now. And those of you who are already concerned about the microwave scanners, which I am too, I've never even been through one. I always opt out, and I never go through one of those, even if it means a delay, even if it means I'll miss a flight. I have not gone through one ever, and I travel a lot. I mean, I travel very, very much. So if I can do it, you can do it, and don't be one of the sheep. And even though it means I get a free massage every time I opt out, and I keep complaining because I want the women agents to do me instead of the male agents, but they don't seem to hear me at all. And I get delayed, but it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it. Well, this new thing that's coming out, and I posted the web address on the chat line, is that within the next year or two, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security will instantly know everything about your body, clothes, and luggage with a new laser-based molecular scanner that they can fire from as far as 50 meters away. They can find traces of drugs or gunpowder on your clothes, and they can even determine what you had for breakfast, your adrenaline level in your body, and they can do it without you even knowing about it. It's this incredibly effective technology. The inventors were subcontracted to work for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, but I'm sure it won't just be limited to the U.S. and Canada. It'll be coming to an airport nearest you. And the plan currently is to install this molecular level scanning in airports and border crossings all across the United States. The machine is 10 million times faster and 1 million times more sensitive than any currently available system. Remember that movie, Total Recall, with Arnold Schwarzenegger, where he was traveling to Mars, and he went through the scanner that they had there, and it just showed him as he was walking along. He didn't have to stop. He didn't have to hesitate. He didn't have to empty his pockets. He didn't have to pull his laptop out of a case. He was just walking along, and it showed the gun on him. Well, that's what this is. That's basically what this is. This is Total Recall, fast forwarded to the early 21st century. So, as of yet, we don't know how it will impact someone's health. We just don't know. We have to do some studies on it, but it couldn't be good at all. And it's something that I think we all need to be aware of. So look for that. And what you could do is, if you aren't on the chat line and you want to find it, the top stories, this story is from Gizmodo, Gizmodo.com. And you might just, if they have a search engine there, you might do secret government laser and see what you come up with. In any event, that's going on. But maybe the good news is, I don't know if it's good news or bad news, is that in one of the, you may all recall Harry Schultz, and I've spoken about him before, and before he retired, or as he was retiring, he cast in his lot with the Aden sisters, who put out the Aden forecast. And they have just come out with their newsletter talking about the economic situation. And basically, they have a fairly good prediction rate for gold. And I have to say, it's looking very bullish for gold, according to them. And it's looking even more bullish for silver. And if you're at a stage, even if it goes down a little bit or when it dips, try to buy some gold and even gold shares and protect yourself if you can. Do that. If you have spare money, now would be a time to do it, because they see shares going up. They show an uptrend in the chart, you know, how a channeling effect in the chart. And it's dipped down and touched near the bottom, but it's moved up a lot in the last 3 months. As our dear friend Harry Schultz says, he thinks we're walking into hyperstagflation. You know, this is where you have inflation and stagnation at the same time. In fact, Harry Schultz coined the term back in the 70s. He coined the term stagflation to describe what was happening in the U.S. and, quite honestly, in the rest of the world. So this is something that's serious. And what that means, and the reason we're seeing the pop-up in gold prices and why the Aden sisters and Harry Schultz can predict this, is because the U.S. is dumping really virtually unlimited quantities of cash into the American economy. And, you know, the Europeans shouldn't look smugly on the U.S. because the European Central Bank is doing exactly the same thing. So if you have your money in euros, look for inflation on the horizon there as well. There's also a negative real interest rate. If you have money in bank accounts, I don't care if you're making 1%, 4%, your real rate of return is a negative one. You're actually losing money. So you've got to do something creative to stay ahead of the game and not let the elite and the thieves in government take your money and the banksters take your money. So you've got to get it into a currency or into a financial investment that is both safe and will actually give you more than the rate of return that's higher than inflation itself. Now, the Aiden sisters, they've noted that the ETF shares, GLD, gold, have really gone up a lot. But I don't believe in ETFs because there's no real gold backing them, probably only a fraction of a percent. But I'll share something with you. I came across something personally that looks really good because Royal Gold, which is a gold a dividend company, basically, they don't own any gold mines directly. It's on the NASDAQ. It's RGLD is the symbol. But what they do is they own ownership interests, vast ownership interests in all these different gold mines. So they both share the risk, and all they do is they sit back and they have an accounting business of collecting dividend and interest from, not interest so much, excuse me, but dividends from these gold mining companies. And they've had a good rate of return. Well, there's a new kid on the block, and it's called Sandstorm. And Sandstorm on the Toronto market, I think its symbol is SSL. And on the New York exchange, it's SAND, S-A-N-D. But I'd recommend if you're buying either stock that you buy the Canadian one, since it will be denominated in Canadian dollars and less subject to the inflation and the stagflation. But it's something for you to consider, SSL and SAND. It doesn't have a track record yet. It just started up. So there is a risk there. And, of course, I can't give securities advice. I'm just telling you what I'm doing. And so this is something you have to take up with your stockbroker, not me. I'm not a stockbroker. I'm not doing any of this other than just giving you information that I have seen and that I am acting upon. But I would suggest for people like me that you just get a Canadian stock because it won't have all that quantum easing hyperinflation potential that the U.S. dollar has, because it'll be in Canadian dollars, which are much more solid than American dollars at this time. So the other thing to look at, according to the Aiden sisters, is silver, because the upside potential for silver is much better than gold. So let me see what else. So again, for those of you who didn't get it, the symbol for Sandstorm is S-A-N-D, and the company is called, I forget the full name, but it's like Sandstorm. Oh, I did Sandstrom, but it's Sandstorm. Kind of a neat name, but you can look it up. You can check it out and see if it fits what you want to do. But I do think we have hard times ahead, maybe not this year or next year. As Tom Sheridan said in his speech, if you're holding out for December 21, 2012 as the solution to your problems, don't, because that's going to be a big dud, non-event day. Be prepared to have a celebration and just a party, because nothing's going to happen. We're going to see everything in 2013. And the powers that be want us to believe in this non-event to be, because then we won't take action on our own. Then we will just sit on our backsides and say, hey, why bother? The earth is going to end in a few months or a few days. And that is their plan. So, and when this event is over and becomes the non-event, then it will be the turn for the next thing. What will it be? I don't know. You may know better than I. But as it is, that's where we're at. Now, let me see if there are any questions here. I haven't seen any, so I've talked about the laser scanner that they're going to start putting in airports. I've talked about gold and silver and the awakened state event, and Oh, I also want to let you know that we'll be having as our guest next week, Tom O'Brien, who's an expert on health, and you'll hear a lot from him. And that will be October 24th. And then November, I think actually it's November. Let me look at the calendar. November 7th, we will have Dr. Kate, who will talk about vitamin K2, which I've mentioned to you in the past and is super important. We may not have an event on, I may not appear on October 31st because I might be in transit and it'd be a little tough to broadcast from the airplane. And so in any event, that's pretty much it. So stay tuned. I'm going to turn it over to the ever popular host, Sean McGuire. And I'm just the warm up guy for Sean McGuire. Actually, that's maybe the name of my program. My program should be called the warm up hour for Sean McGuire. Maybe that's it. And so maybe that's the name, and we'll see. Okay. Nice. I appreciate all of you who are there. Stay tuned for Sean, and I'll be with you next week.